Is it actually?
Uh-uh.
Yes, it is.
Is it? Why do you say
Look,
that?
It's a cloth.
Oh, yeah.
It goes in and then down. That is cold.
So, do you want to read what it says?
Dad, instead of Pest Professor Cookie, could you tell the Adelaide and Aggie story?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Some other time.
Okay, I'll do the...
Chapter 5. The button?
Chapter 5.
The button that does nothing.
Chapter 5, the button doesn't do anything.
So remember, they accidentally hit the purple button. So we're going to find out what happens. It took a few moments before either of them realized. It took a moment before either of them realized what had happened. Sally was wiping soggy Pop-Tart from her face. It was blueberry. Sally noticed the machine sounded different. Instead of gurgling, rumbling, popping, and screeching noises, there were screeching, popping, rumbling, and gurgling noises. The children froze and stared at the machine.
What?
A blue glob fell from Sally's face. What a waste of good Pop-Tart, thought Billy. The machine kept making noises. The children kept waiting nervously to see what would happen. A ding! You can imagine what it sounded like.
Ding!
Out of the GGFM came... In the audiobook...
A popsicle!
In the audiobook version, there's going to be a drum roll here.
A what?
Drum roll.
Wait, this is a audiobook.
A profi!
Oh, wait, Dad, No, this is a podcast. I can record the audiobook, and I'll actually read it nicely without people in the room.
Okay.
And then edit it for you.
A trophy that came out of the machine was the same one that went into it. Sally and Billy looked at it. That's pointless, Billy said. Why is there a button that does nothing? Because maybe the great good food machine only works on food, said Sally. Billy put the trophy back on his dresser with the others. Sally, always a scientist, wanted to test the black button next. We should test the black button next, she said. She said this because she wanted to test the black button next. We should test the black button next, she repeated. She had decided that they would test the black button next.
Why did you make her sound like that? She's not like that. She's mature, and she's
And she's also a mouse.
What are you talking about?
I used to think they were mouse.
We should test the black button next, she repeated.
Yeah!
Billy picked up the trophies on his dresser and set them upright. Be my guest, Sally. Try the black button. Maybe then you could turn a rabbit into the very same rabbit. That would be a really nifty trick, Billy said sarcastically. The purple button's broken. I bet the black one is too. Undaunted, Sally started a list. And there's a little note next to undaunted. It says, This is one last word that I found in thesaurus.
Thesaurus? What's that?
It's like a dictionary, but it tells you other words that mean the same thing. I think the definition is someone who makes a list with a little bit of blueberry still in her hair from a Pop-Tart. Or at least I hope that's what it means. Undaunted, Sally started a list. Green turns food into bigger, better food, like the gum. Black? ? Purple? Broken. Silver? ?
Wait, black was broken?
They don't know. It's a ? But the
green
turns food into bigger, better food, like the gum. Black ? Purple is broken because they put a trophy in, and
But it only works with food.
Maybe.
Wait, guys, you not even remember the storyline?
Sally looked around the room for something else to put into the machine.
It's so easy. Do you guys not remember?
I know.
She found the perfect... What? Hey, Sally looked around the room for something else to put into the machine.
One she of found the biggest the... spoilers is that Billy...
She found the perfect thing. Billy always had food in his room. On his dresser were two apples. They were almost identical. Sally put one apple in the machine and compared to the other one when it came out. Billy, putting the pile of books back in a stack, said he would watch.